The Black Unicorn by Coley Maron. Read by Natoska. Once upon a time, there was a unicorn who lived in the forest, and his name was Jomi. His mane glittering black in the sunlight that filtered to the forest floor as he lowered his graceful head to drink from the gently flowing stream. The sound had him tensing, head high and ears pricked, wary as a man stumbled into view. A man who, at the sight of water, fell to his knees and drank deeply, washing some of the grime from his face before noticing a pair of hooves across from him, and looking up and up, and the human Kuhin was still, until his eyes took in Jomi's horn. "A unicorn?" he blurted, as though blinded by Jomi's dark horn. "Of course," Jomi replied. "Why are you surprised?" Kuhin's face seemed to twitch, though that might have been because of the fact that Jomi had spoken to him. "Is it real?" Kuhin asked, stepping over the little brook to get a closer look. Jomi's head tilted away. "If you touch my horn, you'll die," Jomi told him. Kuhin stared at his horn. "Are you serious?" "No, but they told me if I pretended, that I'd look more muscular." Kuhin seemed perplexed, and Jomi attempted to distract him. "Are you hungry? There's fruit." "Just thirsty. I've had my fill. I thought unicorns weren't real." "I didn't think men could speak," Jomi responded. "Where do you live and how?" Jomi sighed. That was why he stayed away from humans. No good ever came from the curiosity his existence provided. "I will make a bargain with you, human. I'll tell you a secret if you bring me a ribbon for my tail." Kuhin agreed immediately, and Jomi watched him go, almost to the edge of the forest. A peculiar creature, that human. The same as any other, and yet somewhat different. And Jomi, of course, had no expectation of ever seeing the human again. What interest was he to a man? Jomi cared for the woodland creatures, and cultivated the trees, and passed his days. Until at that same stream he found a man waiting. Kuhin, with a ribbon in his fist. "You said you'd tell me a secret if I brought you a ribbon. Here it is, and it has a bauble on it that shines." Jomi saw that very well, and greedily too. And he admired the red ribbon on his tail for many minutes before deciding which secret to tell. "Unicorns do not really exist," he told the human, who wasn't so feckless after all. "I can speak because I am human. What do you think of that?" "You are definitely not human," Kuhin laughed, taking in the regal horn and swishing tail. "Only a human can take my horn. And only the horn makes me as I am. I care for the forest. It is my lot in this life. To see death and life, and nurture both." He snorted in surprise as Kuhin stood, closing the distance between them in two short strides. "If what you tell me is true, then..." Jomi felt a hand on the smooth horn for the first time in his existence. It took maybe a twist, maybe a pull, before the horn left him. Forehead empty. He felt lighter somehow, and raised a hand to feel what was empty. A hand. He stared at it, and the other. He had palms and fingers, and he was quite embarrassingly naked. And in Kuhin's hand, a tiny spiral, no longer than one of their fingers, and bound on a leather cord. "You spoke the truth," Kuhin breathed. "Of course," Jomi responded, wondering if there was a nearby handy leaf. But in Kuhin's pack, there was an extra set of pants, which felt weird, but left him feeling less at the mercy of the elements. "What does this mean, that I am human? Am I free to leave? What will I do?" "Come home with me," Kuhin offered. "I'll buy you clothes and show you the world I live in. Perhaps you can be a unicorn again, one day." Jomi accepted and yelped all the way out of the forest with its stones and dropped branches and decaying tree matter against his tender feet. But the grass was soft and Kuhin's hand steady, and the clothes were not quite as fine as the ribbon, and perhaps they did not shine. But he kept the ribbon in his pocket anyway, eating Kuhin's questionable cooking and sleeping in his bed, and marveling at the world he saw. People may have thought Kuhin's new accessory, the strangely curled spiral around his neck, was odd, but he kept it closer than the money he had little of. And there were tales for many years after, of a man who walked the forest, and of the black unicorn that walked beside him. It was a tale almost too fantastic to be believed, but in all those tales, they were together, and for all anyone knew, they always would be. The end.